You're speaking about Upadeshamritam?
No. I was speaking introduction to Rupa Shiksha.
We also know the Upadeshamritam, the teachings of
Srila Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami's instructions. We should be very careful about six kinds of Manbeg, Krodhbeg, Jivabeg, Udarbeg, Upasthabeg. Very, very careful. If a man can conquer, control his senses, his mind, tongue, belly, what?
Gentle,
then he can control whole world and he can be guru of whole world. So we should try. This is the root of all evils. So we should be careful about this. Also, atyaha, rayasya, rajalpa, rajalpa, niyamatra, jansanga, laulan, sha, chadvir bhakti, vinashyati. If you are not following this, atyaha, don't take so much food or anything. To collect anything beyond
your necessity.
You can keep the same thing which you want and it is necessary to maintain your life. Don't be beyond this. Don't give your energy for anything else than always serving Krishna. Don't give your energy to others. To collect so much money, to collect all these things, you cannot take it after your death. You'll have to give it. Prayas, prajalpa. Don't go in chattering poetry. Don't criticize anyone. Which are for glorifying Krishna, devotees. That you can have. Otherwise, don't do all these things. Niyamagraha, niyam agraha plus niyam agraha. Niyam agraha. You should make some rules and regulations, some casualties, that I must chant 1 lakh name or 0.5 lakh name if you cannot. I must do pranam to all my guru parampara and the places of pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu and in Jagannath. And I should do pranam, sashtang pranam with 8 parts of our anga.
Our body.
Body. And so many things. And then you should practice. Don't give up this practice. but also you will have to think that niyama agraha. We should have to give up niyama agraha. You are chanting and remembering as you promised. But in the meantime, where you are chanting, remembering, doing arshan, and in the meantime your Suksha Guru or Diksha Guru or superior came, you should not think that, I should chant and finish this chanting and then I will do it. At once, keep your mala and do prana. And then, Yamadra Janasanga. Oh, if anyone is nearby so much, my near and dear friend even, but if he is not devotee, don't associate with him. You should not talk this
mundane talking.
No, mundane talks. You can talk them only Harikatha or others, not mundane talk. Satovritti, what our Guru Parampara has adopted for maintaining their lives, whether Grihastha or Satyagi, we should try to adopt only this. These are etiquettes. Utsahat, Nishya, Dharya, Tattat, Karma, Pravartana. What is the meaning? Only word meaning. Utsaha, Nishya, Dharya. Word meaning?
Utsaha means enthusiasm. I should have great enthusiasm in my service, because Krishna says that he gives intelligence to those who are serving happily, not to those who are serving by force or not wanting to do it. Utsaha, Nishchayat. Nishchayat means I should have the confidence that because I'm following the right process, Krishna will surely accept me. And Daryat means I should have patience. Even if my attempts at attaining Krishna or attaining pure Nam are not successful right away, I shouldn't become impatient and give it up. I should be like the bird, the sparrow, whose eggs were taken away by the ocean. And she was so determined to get her eggs back that she thought, I'll drink up the ocean if I have to. So Garuda saw her determination, and he himself came and threatened the ocean, so the ocean gave back her eggs. So we should have patience that if I don't succeed immediately, I shouldn't become angry and give up the process, but I should continue trying. Utsahat nishchayat dharya.
Tat-tat
karma pravartanat.
Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Padasevanam. You should always go on doing. And then Tatakapravat Sangatyaga. Always try to give up the association of bad person, those who have no bhakti at all. They may be dear and near, but we should give up. These are the etiquette questions. Especially, if anyone is chanting Hari name, even one name without any initiation, even Kiyoshlota Krishna is just giving tam mana shadriyata diksha sicheta anjald bhajantamisham. What is the meaning?
Krishna tiyasa giritam manasadhyeta prasyasa chat pranatipi.
Don't so much.
That one who is chanting the holy name, even once, that one should honor such a person within one's mind. And that one who is taking diksha, initiation, and is engaged in worshipping under guidance of bona fide guru, then one should offer obeisances unto such person. And one who is engaged throughout the day and night in bhajan, and who is completely free from the propensity of criticizing others, whose heart is neat and clean, then one should not only offer obeisances, but one should offer one's body, one's mind, one's heart, everything at the lotus feet of such Vaishnava.
Prabhu, what is the meaning? Have you the Samit books? Try to have. What he told?
He said that...
You can see. What he told? You should all hear and practice like that. Otherwise, no best, no etiquette.
If someone is totally pure, one should surrender unto him.
No, krishneti jasya garing tang manasadriya. If anyone is chanting name, even one naam he is chanting. Oh, first here. Don't write, otherwise you cannot. First,
listen
correctly. And then, after that, you can
note down.
In brief. And when you are in your bed, then
explain elaborately in details.
Like that. The Krishneti jasya garim tang mana shatriya. If anyone, even chanting one name of Krishna, whether Shraddha is there or not, initiation is there or not, mana shatriya, give respect with your
heart and mind.
What meaning? Don't do sashtang pranam pranam. Or don't do ashtang pranam to them. Manashatriya. Oh, he is in our family. In Gaur family. So, I must respect. Because if I am doing sashtang pranam, oh, he cannot tolerate.
He will be popped up.
He cannot. So, manasadriya. By mind, we should try to respect. Oh, he is in our family. Very good. Right. Oh, be auspicious. Like this. Right. But if he is dikshasticheta, if he has taken initiation and he has come in madhyamadhikara, knowing that who is Vaishnava, Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam, he knows now. Dikshasacheta. And he can have all these things. What? That who is Kanishta, who is Madhyam, and who is Kanishta. Giving them proper respect. With how? How? If they are superior than me, like Guru and Shiksha Guru, even like Shiksha Guru, what should I do?
Sashtang
or Ashtang.
Full prostration.
And with heart also, that he is no superior to me. So I should do pranam. Sashtang or Ashtang. And if he is madhyam, or like me, in category of me,
same level,
or you can do sashtang or panchang as he is doing. Understand? But if superior, you should do sashtang pranam. But now, when they are in my category, if he is doing sashtang pranam, I must do sashtang. And if he is doing panchang, by panchang. And if in the way he meets, and Dandat Pranam Prabhu. Oh, Dandat Pranam Prabhu. Because he is in the same category. Understands? Very
important.
Important.
Yes. And when more than this anyone superior to me, then what should? Ashtakali Leela. He is thinking about Ashtakali. No criticizing to anyone. Never criticize. Not quarreling with anyone. He had no time to do all these things. Always chanting, remembering, glorifying Krishna, hearing Hari Katha, always immersed in them. And moreover, that if he is doing Ashtakali Leela Chintan, Ashtakali Leela, you know?
Important pastime of
Krishna. If he is doing, then what doing? Or giving heart in their lotus feet. More than Ashtang Pranam is anything, then even that thing also, with heart. To serve them, by all senses. Body, mind,
heart, soul,
thinking that he is my pran prabhu, my worshipable. In this way, this etiquette should be done to Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari. Siksha Guru in what category? Oh, Uttam category, like Diksha Guru. It may be more even than Diksha Guru. It may be. So, with the same respect, if our Guru is Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And my Siksha Guru, he is one of disciples. Like Pujyapad Siddhanta Maharaj, like Madhava Maharaj, other. What we should we do? Thinking my Siksha Guru, also I should pay respect to them. If you are not going, then you are not following the
proper Vaishnava etiquette.
Then you may go down. Also one thing, if you have no taste in chanting them, hearing Harikatha, if you are chanting them, then oh, where to go, what to do? Oh, sometimes walking, sometimes seeing computer, sometimes what? Hearing the news of
television.
Sometimes chanting here and going here, there. And if anyone comes, oh, where you are going? What are you doing? All these things. And where sitting, hearing Harikatha, then chanting to other person. Oh, I have so many jobs in house. And not hearing Harikatha. And then something, job khoj leta hai, dhoond leta.
Search, discover some job.
To do. Then he may go to Thakurji and to do something and to other things. It means he has no taste in chanting or hearing Harikatha. And what should you do? What he should do? Oh, continue that Guru Maharaj has told, or Srila Rupa Goswami has told. Continue your chanting. Whether there is taste or not, you go on. Chanting. And then you will see that your this thing, what? Your ruchi nahi the, or a taste will come. And you will feel so happy. Your all anarts will go up. And then a test will come in hearing Harikatha, Sarangmin, Vaishnava, and all these things will come. And then, what is the last? Tannam rupa charitadi sukritanam krameena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan praje tadam ragi janan gami kalam nair akhinami ityupadeshasa. Itti upadesha saram, what I have known from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told me either in Prayag or
Jagannath.
I collected all these things from, and I have told in so many books. But the essence of all the teachings is that be in Vrindavan. Surely, be in Vrindavan. And if you cannot be Vrindavan
by body,
then even by mind you should be, oh, I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing very sweet. Kakkus are singing. Peacocks are dancing. Oh, Radha Krishna, this is the past pastimes of Krishna. Oh, same Govardhan, same Jamuna. And there, chanting and thinking like this. All they chant there. How? remembering the pastimes of Krishna and chanting name. Like Damodar name came. Remember the pastime of Damodar Bandhan. Rashbihari, then what? Oh, Krishna was dancing with gopis. In this way, Jasoda Nandana, or the baby of Jasoda, the son of Jasoda, Nanda Sutta, like this. Remembering the pastimes which are related to that very name. Sri Krishna, Gopala, Hare Mukunda, Govinda, He Nanda Kishora, He Jasoda, Tanaya Prasida, Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhe. And we loudly. In the guidance of Rashik Tattvadva Guru Vaishnava. Oh, this is the essence of all the teachings of Chaitanya. Try to follow. I have come for remind you for all these things. Follow the Vaishnava education and bhajan pranali. The way, process of doing bhajan sadhana. This. And moreover, you should always remember the first sloka of Manas Shiksha told by Raghunath Goswami. Or do you remember, Prabhu? I brought you Malli for all these things. From today you'll have to remember and tell me the essence of all these things. And you will be happy. And then you will realize that, oh, how I am indebted to Maharaj. Otherwise not. Only pain will. No. Pain, hissing. What?
Rubbing.
Rubbing. Pain will not do. We'll have to hear all forward for practicing. Those who are not practicing, they are bound to quarrel themselves. They are bound. They cannot realize the sweetness of bhajan. And then they will tell us bogus things. I did so many years and nothing came. Nothing came. So give up. And the Thakurji also meaning take it and give in your
ocean.
What ocean?
Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean. Because it is so deep. So they will go so deep that anyhow you cannot
take it out anymore.
And from now I will have no connection with any devotee. They are all cheaters.
No,
what they have told, by chanting name, you will be happy. Oh, where happiness? But you never follow. How you can realize this? So try to follow. I have come to remember, make you. To remind you that you should do always like this. If death is coming, it may be by chanting and remembering here in Kada, you can cross that wreath. That you can put your head, fist
on the head of
death. So always be like, and then hear Hari Katha. What? Oh, now you can. Agyanat Mirandasya. ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो dialect between Narad and Vyas. He was unsatisfied, but Narad gave a process and then you are satisfied. What is that? Here, carefully. Here to follow, not to give up this by this.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak something of the dialogue between Narada and Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is himself a manifestation of Lord Narayan. And
but in brief,
he compiled and wrote all the Vedic literatures, Mahabharata, all the Puranas, Upanishad, even Gita, but still he wasn't satisfied. There was something lacking in his heart. So his Gurudev, Narad Muni, who you know can fly all over the universes without any spaceship, came holding
his... How it is possible that incarnations of Krishna, like Vyas, or his Guru was Narad, how it was possible?
The Vyasadeva is playing a role for us. He's never unsatisfied, he can never be. But for our benefit, to show that if anyone wants success in life, he has to accept a bona fide spiritual master who is fully cognizant of past, present, and future, who is not from this world. Narada Muni is an eternal associate of so many incarnations, Lord Vishnu, Lord Ram, even Krishna. And Narada Muni, in his original form, his root form, is Madhu Mangal, who's a cowherd boyfriend of Sri Krishna. So this caliber of guru one should accept if one wants perfection. So Vyasadeva is teaching by his example. Krishna also taught, he's God himself, but he also taught that I will accept a guru to attain perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself, but he also taught that I will accept a guru to attain perfection for our benefit. As great men do, common men follow in their footsteps. So Narada Muni appeared to Vyasadeva and he asked him, why aren't you satisfied? So Vyasadeva said, you're the doctor, you know my ailment. I don't know why I'm dissatisfied. I don't know what is my problem. So Narada said, he said, I've written all the Vedic scriptures which deal not only with heavenly planets, how to be happy in this world, but even how to go to Vaikuntha. All this I've written, and all this I've realized, but still I'm not happy. So Narada said, have you written about Krishna's childhood pastimes? He said, no, I have not done that. Have you written about the gopis' pastimes with Krishna? No, I have not done that. Have you written how Krishna is subservient to Mother Yasoda? And even though he breathes in and out the universes by his partial manifestation, Mother Yasoda was able to bind him simply by the rope from her hair? No, I haven't realized it. How could I write it? And mostly, Narada said, have you realized how Krishna surrenders and falls at the feet of the gopis? And he says, I am your servant. I am indebted to you. I can never repay my debt to you. No, I certainly haven't written this. So Narada said, then you haven't done anything. This is the duty of the guru, not to strengthen the false ego of the disciple, but to take away any false ego that I have any intelligence, I have any qualification. But so therefore Narada said, what have you done? You've done nothing.
First thing, Narada told, what you have written about dharma, pranasam dharma and all these come. In that way you have not glorified Krishna and then you go on. He has written so many things about dharma, varnasam dharma and others, body dharma, man dharma, whole Puran and Shastra and Vedas like this. But actually he had not glorified Krishna. This three pastimes of Krishna, that is he telling.
So Narada Muni told him, how he himself became perfect. First, he was the son of a maidservant, and the four Kumaras, who were pure devotees and wandering through the earth, stayed in one place during the rainy season for 4 months, where Narad Muni was just a little boy, and he and his mother were there in that village. So during those 4 months, he was able to hear the sweet Harikatha of the four Kumaras. And then, at the end of those 4 months, when the four Kumaras were about to go and preach elsewhere, he was thinking, how can I keep their association? I can't leave with them because my mother is so attached to me. So because of his desire for pure devotional service and sadhu sangha, Krishna personally made the arrangements, and Krishna arranged that a snake would bite his mother, and his mother immediately died. So Narada looked at her, then he didn't even look back, but he immediately took this as Krishna's mercy, and he went to the forests to follow the instructions of the four Kumaras. And he meditated and did austerities for many thousands of years, and then the Lord appeared to him and immediately disappeared. And then an aerial voice, the Lord's voice, spoke to him and said, for the rest of your life, you will not be able to see me again because you don't have sufficient desire. So if you go throughout all the world chanting my glories, being very meek and humble, enchanted by my glories and preaching it to others, then gradually you'll become completely pure. And you'll develop such an intense greed to see me that it will become unbearable, like a fish out of water. When your greed becomes such that you don't want anything else, then I will give you my darshan eternally. So Narada Muni, when he was ready to leave his body with such a greed, instantly he left his body and simultaneously he attained a spiritual body, because he was always chanting and hearing under the guidance of his gurus. So he was explaining to Vyasadeva that as a very insignificant byproduct of this bhakti that I attained when I got my spiritual body, all mystic powers came to me. That is, one can become smaller than an atom, heavier than a universe, he can create a universe, he can reach out to another planet and, oh, take a fruit from another planet. So many mystic opulences became an insignificant byproduct, he said, of my bhakti. And transcendental knowledge was also a byproduct. So then he said that I was free to travel after that in unfathomable bliss, eternal life without any beginning and end, and full knowledge without any mistake, knowing everything past, present, and future. So he explained how he became perfect by the process, and then he told Vyasadeva, so you should meditate in trance. Bhakti yogena manasi. You should meditate in a trance of bhakti yoga, taking your mind completely off of all material entanglements, contaminations, attachments, anxiety, frustrations, angers, and fix your mind fully in the lotus feet of Krishna, and meditate on his pastimes, and then he'll reveal everything to you. Vyasadeva did that under the instruction of Narada, making his mind completely free with full faith in Narada that every happiness that he would have attained by his absorption in matter became like an insignificant straw. Everything was included and billions of times more. So Vyasadeva achieved the perfection of all of Krishna's beautiful, sweet pastimes appearing in his heart and seeing them just as a TV show in his heart. So then Vyasadeva wrote, not by his mind, not by his intelligence, but Krishna himself descended into his heart and he wrote what is called the Samadhi Bhasha, his commentary written in Samadhi. Krishna himself manifested in his heart as the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva then was able to write the Srimad Bhagavatam and Anartam Upasamam Shakshad Bhakti Yoga Madhoksajay Lokasya Ajanataha Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhita. By the mercy of his guru, he was able to write this pure Samhita, this pure scripture in the mode of pure goodness. Because all of the world's problems, anartha, all of the world's problems, anxieties, is at once solved by bhakti yoga, but nobody in the world knows this. And therefore Vyasadev, by following the process of his guru, was able to write Srimad Bhagavatam, which is free from all cheating propensities. And simply by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is meant for the welfare of all, which is the highest truth meant for the welfare of all, Vastava Vatra Shivadam, it's all auspicious and completely in relation to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Anyone who hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, his heart becomes completely purified and he realizes the Lord in his heart and he becomes fully happy. So in this way, Vyasadeva showed us that no matter how great one thinks he is, even God himself, he should accept a guru who's a personal associate of the Lord, who's coming from that realm, surrender to him, accept that process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, and in this way realize perfection.
Very good. Thank you.
He was telling that Vyasadeva's mind was absorbed in matter. He was telling that Vyasadeva, his mind was absorbed in matter, and he should concentrate his mind on remembering the past.
Not told. Yes. See, tell me. Yes. Not like that. As you have explained about dharma, manadharma and body dharma, varnasam dharma, all, you have so much glorified this thing. Oh, you have never qualified the pastime, sweet pastimes of Krishna. That is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And his pastimes that you told. Not like that. So very carefully we should tell anything.
And yesterday Samradhi told the incarnation cause of Krishna about Vaman avatar. Vamandev titled Goli Maharaj and sent him to Hellish planet, means Narok, not Hellish planet, Sutal Lok.
Down low one.
You are granted a system of.
So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Shashvat Sanghita, that extract or
essence
of whole Vedic literature. Thus they read it all before, prior. Sometimes he told, oh, we should worship Ganesh. He is Siddhi Data. What Siddhi Data?
Worldly purpose.
Worldly. Some worldly thing. Like worldly Vidya. This is also ignorance. And how Ganesh became worshipable to among all the demigods? Because he wrote one name of Ram. And he did parikrama. And by this he became of high class of like worshipable deity. Then if he does parikrama of Ram Nam one time, then how glorious is Ram or Krishna? How glorious. If Shankar is always chanting Ram Nam, Krishna Nam, and he can give everything to his worshippers. But can you imagine that if we are worshipping to Krishna and Ram, they can make us like Shankar, a devotee like Shankar. So Srimad Bhagavata has been written by Vyasadeva. What he saw in his trance. And he wrote for other persons. By hearing that, they will be perfect. So we should not compare Krishna with Ganesh, Shankar, Brahma, Vishnu, even to Ram. All are manifestations of Krishna. Krishna is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. It has been established in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is more important than Vedas even, Upanishad also, and more than Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So we must believe in
Srimad Bhagavatam
and try to realize the glory, to touch the glory of Krishna. You will be more perfect, more and more. So, I begin from yesterday in my class that when Shaunak and other rishis ask this question, what question? How our soul will be
happy,
perfect happy. Then he become very happy because he remember all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, which are very powerful. So he began to do pranam to his Guru. What pranam he did? What pranam? Jan prapajantam anupayitam. He took birth. In a moment, began to walk. Because he was in the womb of his mother, how many years? 7 or 16 years. And heard so many things from Vyas. So he was perfect. He came from his mother womb like 16 years old or 12 years old of brahmachari life. Not like a baby, ignorant baby. And at once he began to walk. The boys, at least in age of 5 years age, they can walk and go anywhere, out of house. But he at once. So he was perfect. He was above Maya. No of ignorance was there. His father was chanting, Putra, Putra. And he not replied at all. For him, the first reply, who is Putra? Putra, 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 Putra. Who is Putra? Who is Shan? Who is father? Oh, that is Moheva Karanam. What Moheva Karanam?
Cause of illusion.
So he never replied, he went on. What this meaning? That he was perfect at that time. Hearing also. And next, he was very near and dear parent of Srimati Radhika. Always sitting on her hand and chanting what she was teaching. You should speak, repeat me to parents. She used Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he, that parent, used to
imitate
the sweet
voice
of Radhika, like Radhika. As if Srimati Radhika, Krishna, Krishna, was very near. He knows everything, past, future and present. All the sweet pastimes of Krishna he knows. And that is why in the womb of his mother, though he was like a parrot, not parrot, like a boy, but his voice was so sweet. And that is why Sukadev never get clashes of Srimad Bhagavat himself. Because he was old person.
Vyasadeva.
And his voice, his singing was not
so sweet.
Like Valmiki, he taught Law and Kush, and they were reciting Ramayana, and all used to be
bound to attract.
Attracted and thought melting. They used to, all used to be. In the same way, oh, he was quite young, of 16 years life, and his voice was like more than sweet than any sparrow. And when he used to chant the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam in different
tunes,
all used to be. All hearts were melting. By his uccharan,
pronunciation,
oh, meaning used to come itself. Even if anyone not knowing Sanskrit, but if any person or quite expert to recite it in a good pronunciation and tune, oh, all kinds of explanation, oh, easily it will come. By not, no need of explaining, oh, it will come itself. So, Sukadev Goswami, Vyasadeva told his son, oh, you should recite Srimad Bhagavatam in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. And then he began to do that. So here, Jamprabhajantam, there was no cutting of
umbilical cord.
He did not took bath, nothing. As soon as he came on the from the womb of his mother, he began to walk in the forest. And his father Vyasadeva was weeping. Oh, ha putra, where you are, my putra, where you are going? Why are you weeping? Was he attached to his son? No. For so many long time he was searching a person to whom I can teach Srimad Bhagavatam and who can preach in whole world very easily. Well, now a son come and very qualified like this, unattached from worldly desires and everything, knowing all the tatsa, and experience some heart realization of Krishna Paratattva. Oh, but I am so unfortunate that he is going far away from me. How to bring? I want to teach this Srimad Bhagavatam, essence of all the Ved, Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitang Phalam, Sukamukhad Amrita Dharva Sanyutam, Bhagavatam Rasamalyam. If I will teach this boy, then he can preach in whole world and whole world will be successful. All will be happy. So he was falling. And how he was? Oh, Sarva Bhuta Ridayam. Sukadev Goswami knows all the hearts of all universe. What? What I told?
He knows the hearts of everyone.
How it is possible? Oh, Guru knows all this. So-called Guru never knows anything. But really, if a Guru is qualified, he knows everything what you have in your heart. Like mirror, he will see. Oh, by seeing your head, he will...
Forehead.
He will know all these things that you have in your heart. And he will make medical treatments for this. He is so expert. So Sukadev Goswami doing pranam. That is, oh, Sukadev Goswami, you know. You also know my heart. And all hearts. What if, then if Sukadev Goswami will ask him, what you want? Oh, you know, I want gopi friend. you should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. That I am telling you. Dvasanubhava, Akhila Suti Sar, Akhila Suti Sar, Srimad Bhagavatam. You should believe, have a very strong belief on Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't follow Ganesh and all others, which is written in Tamasic Purans. This is good for only Tamasic person. Tamasic means?
Mode of ignorance.
Not only ignorant.
Mode of ignorance.
No. Tamasic. Doing bad, so many things. He can worship Ganesh. Oh Ganesh Dev, oh Ganesh Dev, Om Ganeshaya Namah, Om Shivaya Namah, Om Shivaya Namah, Oh Durgay Namah, Oh Durgaya Namah. Oh, I want, oh, you will all be
pleased
to me that my this enemy should be destroyed. What is this?
Tamas.
This is tamasic. Don't do like this. You should, if you want to be happy in this world, after that, our other life, then believe in Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything has been told true to extreme. Dharma prajjata kaitavo atra parmo nirmasarana. This is vastav dharma for all living entity. If you will hear Srimad Bhagavatam carefully, or when you will hear, or at the same time, at once, what? Oh, Krishna will be in your heart. Surely. If Krishna is not coming in your heart, even by hearing, then you are very unfortunate person. It means you are not hearing in process. In a day it may be. In a moment it can be. Tatkhana. What means?
Immediately.
Like your samsara and everything will be stopped totally. But you cannot realize at that time. Like if what? If a person is going on our cycle, paddling. And if he
stop
paddling, even his cycle will move how much? Oh, so many yards. He stopped, but even going. If a rail, rail is better.
If train
is stopped, the driver not giving
the engine
brake.
Is stopped.
But when he stops to handle it, even it went 1 mile away, far away. So if Ajamili has chanted one name and that name was not real, it was for his son, even his all bad activities were burned forever. Prarabdha karma pirauti. Went on. And he crossed the level of death also. And he took the darshan of four Vishnu Dut. So you should trust on Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is telling Shruti Sarameka Adhyatma Deepa. This is Adhyatma Deep. Like a
lamp.
But what lamp? This lamp can give you some light. But in night he can show something. But it cannot give light in my heart or anyone's heart. Can. But Sukadeva Goswami giving light to heart also, everyone's heart. This is so powerful. Sansarina
Karuna.
So Sukadeva Goswami told Srimad Bhagavatam, out of mercy, causeless, merciful was he was. And that is what he told. That is Purana Gohiyam. They say not Puran, only Mahapuran. The Guhya, Guhya means
confidential.
You can believe in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he began to say, if you want to be happy forever, then you should follow bhakti, bhakti yoga, not karma yoga, gyan yoga and other yogas. Nowadays there are so many yogas. When I go to walk, I see, so many yoga bhyas is going on. Like, these are not yogas. These are for
exercise
of body to be keep this body strong. But even you are doing whole life, but you will have to die. You will have to be old. Oh, bhakti yoga. What bhakti yoga? It makes all happy. Very happy for life and lives eternal. This is bhakti yoga. This is param dharma. Param dharma means
supreme religion
to serve Krishna. Ahetukya apratihyata jayatma samprasiddhi. You should do paramabhakti by your all senses to make Krishna happy. For Krishna, not for yourself, this body. And very easily by practicing that bhakti yoga, you will be happy forever. Your atma will be happy. And for this he is telling, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayata Asu Jnanam Vairagyam Jada Ahetukam. By this bhakti yoga, if you are doing, then very soon detachment from worldly requirements and other sense gratification and tattva jnana comes very easily. Surely it will come. You know, perhaps heard of about Haridas Thakur. He never went to school from his childhood. From childhood he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 3 lakhs daily without fall. He never went to school and college and anything. Never knew to shamayi even. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him Namacharya. He was all the associates of Mahaprabhu used to honor him. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami used to do pranam to Haridas Thakur. What to tell Raghunath Das Goswami and others. Mahaprabhu used to come to give him his darshan daily and he used to send some Mahaprasad from Haridas Thakur. And when Haridas Thakur left his body, Mahaprabhu with Sankirtan Mandal he gave
by his own hand.
And he told that anyhow if anyone has taken part in his this Samadhi Utsav, all will be liberated and all they will have Krishna. So in this way, Haridas Thakur not went to school, but all tatsva, everything, Vairagya also. Haridas Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, well trained, but he was always honoring Srila Haridas Thakur. So try to follow bhakti yoga, only in this life. don't go here and there. One pointed. Tat sat vadhana. Oh, vadanti tattva tattva vidas tattvam yati jnanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan. Then Parikshit Maharaj told to or the Sonak and others told, ask a question. Oh, who is that Vasudeva Krishna or Nandanandan Krishna? Who is he? Then he told, Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattam Jajigayam. What is the meaning?
Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattam Yajigayanam Adhyam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdate Tattva Vid. So, who knows the spiritual truth? They call Tattvavid. So, what is the opinion of Tattvavid Purus? Tattvavid? Vadandita Tattvavidas Tattam.
Who are Tattvavid?
Like Brahma.
Brahma, Nara, Shankar.
Lord Shiva, they are Tattvavid. They know the actual spiritual truth. So, what is their opinion? Vadanti tat tattvavidas tattam. They should present their opinion. He is the non-dual spiritual truth and he has three features. What is that? Jaj Gyanam Adhyam, that non-dual spiritual truth. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdate. This non-dual spiritual truth has three features. One is Brahma. Brahma means only the effulgence of, bodily effulgence of Bhagavan. And another means, bodily effulgence means only the manifestation of Chit. And Swayam Bhagavan is Sat Chit Ananda. And Brahmeti Paramatmeti. And Paramatma is part of Bhagavan, who lives in the every living entity's heart. And Bhagavan is full of Satchit Ananda, is Bhagavan.
What he told, you should explain in very
simple language.
The learned seers of the truth, transcendentalists like Lord Brahma, Narad, Vyas, they have concluded that the Supreme Absolute Truth manifests itself in three features.
Brahma.
So now everyone has heard. And Paramatma and Bhagavan.
What are they?
The first Brahma.
Brahma. I will paste your... Brahma, who is Brahma, you should know. Who is Brahma? Chatur Brahma. And Krishna here told Brahma.
Brahma. That is the effulgence of the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Paramatma is the partial manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is present in all the atoms, in this material manifestation.
Like Sakshi.
Like a witness. Or we also
giving the fruits of all activities.
All our activities are rewarded by that very Paramatma. Who is like a witness in the heart of all living entities, at the same time present in all atoms in this material universe manifestation.
And
the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Bhagavan, he is the complete manifestation of the Absolute Truth.
Then Parikshit or Sonak are telling, oh, Bhagavan, but really who is Bhagavan? we know Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. But who is really Bhagavan? Then he told, Ete Chaham Sakala Punsa Krishnas Tu Bhagavan. All the incarnations, manifestations, they are who? Ram,
Nishingha,
Vaman. Oh, they are like how many? Men, 10 and then
24
Lila Avatar. But the root of all is Swayam Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. And who is he? Brijendanandan Shyam Sundar, the son of Yashoda and Nandan. Also, he is the beloved of all the gopis. He is friends of all the gopis. So, he will tell all these things in
sequence.
Gradually we will explain all this. Now, it is about to 8. So, Gaur Premanande. Try to remember all these details. For realization and for practice.
This is the class on the 7th of March in the evening in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in the year 2002. Hare Krishna.